Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. I want to welcome you, all of you that are listening in, overseas, East Coast, Midwest, you're on the West Coast. Yes, indeed, this is our new time. I want to welcome those of you who are listening by way of archive too. I'm quite sure quite a bit of people will be checking in the evening time because they're so used to us normally broadcasting in the evenings. But this is the new time that is going down. It's going down on the West Coast at 3:30. It's 3:30 my time. But it's imperative that we get to you and we talk to you, talk to the family, and bring this information to you. It's a Thursday, and we're looking at the end of, I believe this is the end of April. We're actually moving into May, and we're in 2012, so-called year of destruction of the new age and of the awakening. But there is also an awakening that I don't think too many people anticipated. That's a waking up of true Israel, not those fake Khazarians, but true Israel, and the people are asking questions and coming into the knowledge of who we are. So once again, I am your host, Elder V. This is Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. For those of you that are listening via the internet, you could also call in at 213-769-0910. It's just me this evening, and I think it needs to be just me, because there's not too many people that are willing to talk to our people and that are called to deal with our people and communicate with our people. This show, Straight No Chaser, I'll give you a warning. It's designed to offend, to shake you, slap the hell out of you and wake you up, because our people are numb. They are asleep. They are passive. They don't care. No longer aggressive. And letting anything and everything, atrocities happen to them, their families, their kids, and nobody's fighting back. We are in a war, people. So this show is designed to bring shock and awe and cause you to see yourself. Even when the scriptures, our scrolls, our Hebrew history book that was written for us in Deuteronomy 28 talked about that, we would be astonishment to people for the foolishness and the things that we do and the way we portray ourselves and the way we treat each other. So I'm not only here to talk about the problem, but we talk about solutions here at Straight No Chaser. But it's so hard to get to the solution when you're dealing with a people that prefer to live in ignorance. So let's get it. Let's get straight into it. Because it's interesting, when you feed people the truth, you never know how they're going to react, because they say ignorance is bliss. And millions of our people are living in heaven if ignorance is bliss. Not only are they ignorant to the truth, but they don't want the truth. They don't want to know the truth, and they don't want the onus, the weight of truth to be upon them. Because I will let you know something, that truth is weighty. Because when you know, you got to do something about it. Not too many people want to do anything about anything. They just want to live and die. Because one thing is for sure, is you are going to die. We talked about that last week. The show is no longer there, but we talked about the fact that you are more than this body, this flesh, because this flesh, as sure as you are black or whatever, black, I'm talking to my people right now, this flesh is decaying. Well, let me put this disclaimer out. Elder V, the preacher, those associated with him, Abrahamic faith, my other brothers and sisters, other Israelites, we do not hate races, other nations. This is not about racism. This is just about dealing with a people. I believe in following peace with all men. I know we as a people, indigenous people, have been put here to show people how to live. We were given the laws, the statutes, commandments, and they watch us and follow us, because we are a spiritual people and they are not. So I'm not going to preach to you right now. You tune in on Saturday or on Wednesday where I break down the precepts, the scriptures that tell you who we are as a people and who those other nations are. Because right now those other nations ain't got no love for you, because they know who you are and you don't know who you are. Psalms 83 tells you that. Go and read it and find out the fact that they have conspired. It's called the United Nations. conspire to keep us down and keep us blind as a people, so we'll never know who we are. The only nation that doesn't have a nation, an army, a government, a language, a culture. Guess what we do? It's been hidden from you. It's been taken from you. So like I said, I'm not here to play with you, and we also know that most wrongdoers, people that are living wrong, doing wrong, those of you in the hood, Negroes, you're the ones that don't like truth because you're not living right. And truth is going to force you to straighten up, or as we say, straighten up and fly right. Unfortunately, we've become addicted to living wrong because we have been miseducated. We've been oppressed as a society. We've been abused, segregated. The list goes on. We have been mistreated. We have been mistreated as a people. And the sad thing is that we respond in a way that hurts us even more. And we also typically tend to respond by abusing our community and our people because we have what's known as self-hate. We've been taught to hate ourselves and love every other nation. We're the ones that want to be every religion, be proud to boast about having a friend of every race, let every other nation and race into your life and your family and your home. And it's basically because of self-hate, because you want to be accepted and blend in so much because of the stigma that you know exists within your own community, to the point where you don't like ghetto people. But what you're saying is that you don't like yourself or colored people. Even you, dating outside your race, telling me you're dating for love. That's a crock of bull crap, and you know it. It's not love. It's because you don't have enough love within yourself to identify with the love that comes from two people of the same race, loving that black man, loving that black woman. You do not remember your history and where you came from, that black women were raped by slave masters and that the white woman snuck that black man dingo into the barn and abused him and screwed him and then had him lynched and killed. Ran into a young lady the other day that's done a tremendous documentary on lynchings, and I think it's something that needs to be brought out, talked about, and that documentary, I heard it was an award-winning film, but everybody wants us to forget the atrocities that happened to our people as a nation. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming from tonight. Brother Kiefer Benyah, that's my brother. I loved him dearly. He was with us last week, but he ain't cut out for this. And I say that with all due respect and love. My brother is studying to be a rabbi under Rabbi Simon Altaf. He is very learned and versed in the Hebrew, and that's our original language, our native language, and in the customs and cultures and the origins of our people. But you who come to this show to listen, you're not aware of that stuff. I had a lot of people last week that swore he was speaking in tongues when he was speaking Hebrew because they don't know anything about Hebrew and us being the original Hebrew Israelites. You're not a Christian. You're not a Jehovah's Witness. You are not a Mormon. Those are false doctrines, satanic doctrines, meant to separate, segregate, and instill fear and control you as a people so that you never come into the knowledge of who you are and who your God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. So you're lawless. You don't have a nation. You don't know who your God is. You worship in a hippie on a Constantine cross, and you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and brainwashed. And the programming seems to be going pretty well. We're going to talk about that because for everyone that is asleep, there's someone in your family that's waking up. But right now, you look at that family member like they're crazy. So Kiefer Benyah, he was here with us, but my calling is like Ezekiel 3. I never forget when I really started dealing with my people because I grew up in the Christian church and grew up around, you know, in the hood, the community, and I know where the Most High has brought me from. I used to be in those streets. It wasn't always education and being around the upper proud and the elite. I got drugged through the streets too, because the target is for every black man to destroy him. I remember when coke and crack hit the street in the 80s. I'm alive today by the grace of the Most High, but I didn't remain unscathed. It was things poured into our communities meant to destroy us and kill off our race and our seed. Man, you better wake up and smell the coffee and smell what's going on around us. Straight No Chaser is uncompromising, so I warned you. It's uncompromising because the Most High even said to Ezekiel, and this is what helped me. He said to Ezekiel, the house of Israel will not even hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. This is what the Most High told him. He said, for all the house of Israel is impudent. That means stiff and hard-headed. That means stiff-necked and hard-headed. But he told Ezekiel, behold, I've made thy face strong against their faces and their foreheads, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So look, I'm not playing with you. And one of the reasons I'm not playing with you is, and I take a page out of the book of Ezekiel, because he said, when I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die, and if you don't give him warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, and the blood will be on the person's hands that didn't tell him. That's a ministry. If the Most High tells you to tell somebody about their wicked ways, and you decide to be quiet and not say anything, I'm not here to bite my tongue with you. I don't care at the end of the day if people think I'm woman bashing, I'm a misogynist, or I'm a homophobe, or that I'm a racist. The Most High is a racist. There's only one family, one nation he's ever known, that he loved, that he gave commandments to, that he brought through the Red Sea. When he said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, he was talking about one world, a microcosm. You go look up the word world in the right dictionary, and you see that that pertains to a group of people. And in the Old Testament, there's a scripture that says, Israel, world without end. Christ said, I pray for those that you have given me. He says, hate the world. This world is trying to kill you, man. Your food is poison. Your water's fluoridated to make you passive. You see a young man gunned down in the streets, and as he's gunned down in the streets, you are actually just standing there looking, watching him bleed out while the police surround you with a billy club as you're scared. Scared to get shot, scared to die for something, scared to go save that young man from bleeding out. The community's getting weak. I'm going to talk about some stuff. There's a good friend of mine, Elizabeth Adams, that has a website called AmericaNeedsToKnow.com. I want you to go there. She tells you a lot of things that are being perpetrated to you, unbeknownst to you. Electronic pulse, what the police are being used for. And now they know you know, and they're frightened, and they have amped up the war, which is why cancer rates are soaring, diabetes, lupus, organ failure, the food, man, the water, everything around you is destroying you. Can you fight back? Yes. Is there resistance? Yes. Greater is he that's in us than anything in the world? Yes. Can the Most High take what you've eaten and cause it to be nourishment to your body to where it's a non-effect what they designed it to do? Yes, because he said when you take up any deadly thing, a poison thing, that he would protect you and defend you. They can't understand why more of us aren't dead. Planned Parenthood was planned for you, black man, black woman. It's been over 53 million abortions, and somebody's going to have to pay the price. There's blood on people's hands. Satanists own these abortion clinics. They take those babies and they kill them and they sacrifice them to the gods, the god of Moloch. Then after they get through with the baby, they take the aborted fetus and the cells are given to doctors, and they're going around here creating, using aborted fetal cells to create medicines, vaccinations, flavorings, food, you name it. Yes, some of you have eaten cells from aborted fetuses in some of the foods. Look it up. It's out there. Pepsi, Doritos, Starbucks, just different people. One of the first things I want to talk about this evening is quite a few subjects I want to talk about. First thing I want to mention is that mothers, I'm going to need you mothers to start falling back. The government was successful in bringing welfare into play to get you to kick the man out of the home, give you money to become your pimp daddy, and help you raise your child, as long as you got that father at the house. A young man needs his father to be there, to be his teacher. His mother is his nurturer. When you don't have the father in the home, there's an imbalance, and you try to make the government his father. That's why he ends up in the penal system. We have allowed Congress and the government to come in and destroy our black homes and families. And you sisters, I'm going to deal with y'all in a minute, because they have done a job on y'all and made you contrary and opposite to the way the Most High has made you to be, which is why you're suffering, you're hurting, and your breast cancer rates are up, and your uterus, your hysterectomies are up, uterus cancer, you're being abused. Birth control is another form of abortion. Yes, it is. The Most High told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you. So when conception takes place, I'm not here to argue with you, V. Roe versus Wade and all that, and when life begins. The Most High told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you, called you and sanctified you. Some of you are having tens of abortions a year using birth control. So one of the reasons you want to have birth control is so you can have sex with whomever you want to when it happens, or if you decide to have a one-night stand. You, ma'am, are a hoe. Your body wasn't designed for that. Neither was your soul or your spirit designed for that. Mothers are not allowing fathers to be in the children's life because of hatred for that man, because you've been taught to hate the father of that child, that seed. And the man feels bad at the same time because he cannot nurture the seed because he can't find a job. And he finds criminal activity as a way to try to take care of his children. And you look down upon him, but he doesn't know any other way to be even take care of his family. Am I justifying crime? No, I'm not. But I can see that there's a cycle of events that perpetrate itself against the black family to try and destroy us, and we have to look at the chain of events and destroy the cycle. We can remove a link. We can destroy the cycle by dealing with one thing. You, whether you hate that man or not, or even that woman in some cases, and you're a father with children, that child needs both parents to be in the life. But he doesn't need both parents in the life if the mother's going to sit up and talk about the daddy. That is the most absurd thing I ever had. I experienced it, where the mother will talk to the child about the father, and the child is sitting up there looking, scratching his head like, what the hell are you talking? That's my daddy. I'm half him. Everything you said about him, I'm that. And then the resentment cycle starts again, because the child grows up and then gets to see that the parent wasn't like mama said. Then begins to resent the mama for keeping him away and then talking about the dad. And then you got anger and bitterness, bitter root judgment deep inside the child. They grow up. They can't even have a solid relationship with a male or female because of coming up in a broken home and seeing the hatred. It just keeps a perpetual cycle of hatred and bitterness. When and where do we break the cycle in the chain? Number one, you need the government to take care of you. You do not put your man out to go get welfare. Get the hell up off of welfare. Become self-sufficient and sustained. I don't care if you have to start selling something. I didn't say selling drugs or weed. Back in the day, we were resourceful. We knew how to make materials, make our own clothes, sell our own clothing, grow our own foods and vegetables. And I know they're trying to put you in jail for that now. But still, there are ways that you can be resourceful. Don't let anybody tell you that the economy is dead, because it's not dead till it's dead. Now, is the dollar going to crash? Yes. Why? Because prophecy says that there must be one world government and one world economy system. And so in order for that to happen, all the economies of the various countries, nations, and world have to crash so that they can introduce a one world money system. But until that happens, we don't live in fear. We make do with what we have, and we make the best of what we have within our community. We used to sell to one another and barter to one another. You might have something that somebody else needs. But the biggest weapon against our community is disunity. We're so busy hating each other. I challenge you tonight to begin to, when you walk out your door, start speaking to black people and smiling at them. We always look at each other and have a nigga moment. That's what I said, a nigga moment. We don't even say hi. We look at each other like, what you looking at? Women, you roll your eyes and roll your neck. Look at what she got on. She thinks she cute. Or he think he all that. This is the programming that's in us towards one another where we don't celebrate each other, appreciate each other, because we don't realize we're looking at each other. Because we're so hurt and distraught and distracted as a nation. Every time we see somebody black, I even dare you and challenge you to begin hugging a black man or slapping him five when you see him. We still had that in the 70s, which is why they said, this ain't working. We got to introduce something stronger. So they begin to unleash heroin and coke and crack and alcohol and give us some more money and let our women start having jobs and welfare. They said, we got to break up these families because the unity that was there, like from the brother of the prophet Marvin Gaye, with the songs that he was writing, he predicted all this stuff, but he also sang about unity during that time, and we had R&B and love music, and this music promoted tolerance, forbearance, patience, love. Now you got music that they know is actually programming our kids to hate, to murder, to destroy, to have sex, to disrespect themselves, to lose their self-worth, to have no value, and to be afraid. That's right, the media that is ran by the Zionist Jews perpetrate all the crimes and what black people are doing to each other and what white cops are doing to black kids so that you will be afraid. And nothing but a coward is the one that's afraid. From where I come from, as an elder in the community, fear is of the devil. Back in the day, and I'm going way back in the day, we didn't have no Congress and Senate. Screw that. We had elders, older people, that handled the business in the community. Even when I was younger, it was game on. You could whoop the kids and then take them home and say, yeah, I gave them a whoop and I caught them doing that. We still had that going down when we knew it took a community to help raise these kids and keep an eye on them. That's out the window. We all up in Isaiah now where a woman shall leave them and children are our subjugators, our rulers, because we're all scared of the kids. Talking about Zimmerman shot him with the hood on. You see a young kid with a hood on, you cross the street too. What the hell is that? What you scared of? Fear has gripped our society. Fear, they have instilled it in you. And you have nothing to fear but fear itself, as I believe it was Winston Churchill said. I think he said that. I may be wrong. But he said it right, because when you walk in love and confidence and strength, man, spirits have to back up off you, because what I'm telling you again is that all those around you, these other people, these nations, they know who you are. And when they see that you have this look in your eyes of knowing who you are, knowing where you come from and where you're going, there's an amount of respect that comes, but there's also this reverence of you as being a king, a queen. When you respect yourself, others respect you. So, man, look, I'm going to say this. All this little, you know, tearing down the brothers, mothers fall back. Trey need to go stay with daddy. Trey need to learn how to change the oil in the car. Trey need to learn how to shave. Trey right now stand with you, learn how to put on makeup and how to put on lipstick and how to put on high heels and hearing you talk on the phone all night and hearing what you did with some dude. And then Trey want to try it. What the hell is going on? This is what you need to understand, is that there is a homosexual agenda. There is a homosexual agenda against our community. The homosexual agenda is for the purposes of keeping us from having more babies. Depopulation of the black community. We were their focus. Latinos weren't their focus at first. That's why their growth numbers have outnumbered us, because they weren't targeting them. They weren't trying to destroy their babies and get them to have abortions. They came after us. Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood came after us, black people. And our numbers have tremendously declined. The homosexual agenda is to get rid of the black man, destroy the black seed, to get our race to have sex with the same sex so that there is no conception, repopulating, and pretty much just bringing more black babies in the world because they're too powerful and they want that seed destroyed. They've tried to mix with it, and they can't mix with it. Constantly trying to kill it and lynch it. It keeps rising above, and they're afraid of every movement every time we rise up. Now, listen, now I'm empathetic to a lot of things, but I'm not siding with you, homosexual. But you got a lot that's pulling you in, your churches, your pastor, your priests, your teacher, the educational system, telling everybody it's okay. This has gotten crazy, but here's the thing about it. Let's talk physiologically. You got chemtrails in the air. You've got GMO, genetically modified foods that have no nutrition. The estrogen levels have been raised, and we know estrogen is a female hormone. Men's testosterone is much lower these days, that they're selling fake pseudo-testosterone over the counter, and that's got major side effects. All you need to do is stay in the gym, eat right, drink a lot of water, and stay healthy, stay fit, and your body makes testosterone. Nevertheless, you have estrogen, the plastic bottles, there's xenoestrogen from the bottled water. There's so many ways that men are taking in more estrogen and becoming more passive. The fluoridated water is causing them to be passive, and they're becoming not only passive but not wanting to take the lead role and more apt and quick to let the woman take the lead role as they become weak, weak-minded, not strong. No more cock diesel. Punks, wimps, quick to cry, quick to get their nails done, metrosexual, want to look cute. Man, I even know a bunch of brothers that's just so much into themselves that they, from working out, they fell in love with their bodies and themselves. And see, from that initial look, they were drawing a lot of women. They've had so much sex with so many women, and now they're not even attracted to women because they become a lover of themselves. And they become curious about being bisexual and have been turned out. You know, by getting into modeling and posing for album covers and women just drooling all over them. So there's a spirit behind all that. So you got these brothers turned out because they're all into themselves. You know, their first gay experience is with themselves. Madness. Listen, so with the estrogen, there's a binary factor from the chemicals, the spray, the water, everything that's creeping in, and the testosterone levels are low. And brothers just ain't trying to be hard no more. And so when you see all of your, so you're not getting that, and then all of the images that are being programmed in your mind, the Tyler Perry Medeas, and even as far back as the Martin and the Jamie Foxes with the Shanae and the Wandas, seeing men in dresses, seeing women laugh at that, seeing that be acceptable in society, seeing all the gays and homosexual all throughout your church, up in the choir stand, directing, deacon board, everywhere, and then finding out that everybody's living this way, everything, and they're saying this is the way to be, our young people are thinking, okay, this is the lifestyle that's acceptable. Now they're pushing it in our face. Congress is trying to pass gay marriage, so they're saying there's nothing wrong with that if you want to be that way. So physiologically, they've got things fighting against them. I told you we're in a war, people, when you're not paying attention, we're in a war. Physiologically, you've got things coming against you, and then through television programming, and then spiritually, you always have the enemy fighting because Satan, his whole premise is all about androgyny. All throughout history, these people were into homosexuality, lesbianism, and just kinky sex and sex rituals and orgies. to their gods, because it fosters this way of life that is a tribute to the gods that they serve. Man, we don't even know what we're dealing with. The odds are unseen and they're against you, and we are at war, and you're not even fit for this war, because only the strong will survive. Cowards are not going to make it. You know a coward when you see, and some of y'all, some of you women, some of y'all do a test. I saw this YouTube video a few years back where this brother was in the hallway, and this cat tried to creep up on him and scare him. And his first gut initial reaction was, before he could even think, he turned around and hit him with a right cross, right hook, and the white boy was out, knocked out cold, back in the garbage can. Seen another video scaring this dude, jumped. He put his hands around his mouth and screamed and ran. Two totally different reactions. Some people instinctually still have it in them, and they're strong and they're fighting and they're not cowards, and some have just backed down and have become effeminized and pretty much don't even really care anymore, because you want to be a woman. You don't want to get her door. You want her to get your door, or you want some man to get your door, because you've lost your strength. Physically, you're done. You don't want to lift a weight. Men used to work hard back in the day, and that working hard gave you a sense of pride, self-satisfaction, self-worth, built your muscles, built your body. You wanted to go home and be in the warmth and comfort of a soft, loving, passionate, not aggressive, dominant woman, but a woman that was there to say thank you, love you, nurture you, and be your support, be your helpmeet, and appreciate her role and your role. Now all the roles have become screwed up. Is it too late? No, it's not too late. Can we get back to where we need to be as a people? Yeah. Do other homes have it? Yes. That's what you don't know, because they don't let you in their homes to see how they live it. They want to come see how you live it. These people still have their wives at home while they go to work and take care of the families, and the moms stay at home and give the kid private lessons and teaching and tutoring. And we got these latchkey kids, and we don't care about our kids. We don't give a damn. Go to AmericaNeedsToKnow.com. Like I said, I'm going to talk about some of that stuff on the other side of this musical break.
Corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Shalom, shalom. This is Elder V. Welcome back. Truth is there for you to see. Can you handle the truth? This is Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. We're back for part two of the show. Mind control, more than you even understand. Brothers and sisters, you are in a spiritual battle and a physical battle to destroy you as a people, to destroy your spirit. If you come back to the Most High and start taking care of the spirit, then we can start dealing with this body and get your body right to deal with the things that are combating you. We are in a war, and it's subtle because Satan is subtle with his tactics. Man, that song is like truer than you would ever know. The CIA has mind control programming experiments going on right now, MK Ultra. Organized crime tactics. I told you, go to AmericaNeedsToKnow.com. Check out my sister, Elizabeth Adams. She's done some research on psychological torture, covert harassments, a.k.a. directed energy weapons. People don't even know that that stuff exists. Energy weapons that are coming at you through television, through your cell phone, through frequencies, magnetic frequencies in the air, through the chemtrails that are filled with metals. You need to detox your body from metals on a weekly basis by eating green foods. We used to eat collard greens. We don't get that no more. We at McDonald's. We don't eat no vegetables. We eating Doritos and drinking sodas and dying and getting vaccinations, organ failure, diabetes, cancer. And then all the food has been changed and modified. There's no nutrition in it anymore. Mind control. They got you. And nobody paying attention. Nobody's paying attention to what's going on to us as a people. Let me mention a few more things. As psychological torture has spanned over five decades, lifetimes, mind control experiments, direct energy weapons testing, chemtrails are targeting millions of victims in the U.S., more in North America, Europe, and Australia. So it's not just here. One thing I could say over in London, though, in the U.K., their brothers will jump a cop and beat him down because they say, you work for us. They're not scared of the police. But they are being harassed. We've been controlled. Well, that's why they let you see what happens to Trayvon, and they let you see what happens to our other brother, I can't call his name, in Oakland right now. They want to instill those images in our people's minds so that they can control your butt. And you need to understand that the Most High is on your side, and love is a strong weapon. And if we get rid of disunity and begin to organize, we can be okay. It's time for us to begin to educate our kids, take back control of our communities, let elders, older people speak, stop scaring our older people. Some of you brothers is out of line, man, because y'all don't want to be elders. You're too busy dyeing your beards and dyeing your hair because you want to look young, because you want that young 16-year-old chick, and she got you. And that's why these kids think they got power, because you're so weak. You weakened by sex and lust and covetousness and idolatry. And these kids know this, man. These demons got them going. So, you know, it's so bad now, people, family, that the young girls, teenagers, is working these old cats. Y'all used to call them sugar daddies. That stuff is back because they want his check. He breaking these girls off twice, and they figure they're not prostitutes. They think they're not prostitutes, sleeping with an older cat that's married. But he breaking her off twice a month. She got a check. She's sleeping with two or three older cats. She's staying paid, keeping her hair done, so she figured that's the way to live. Ain't nobody thinking about you and your hips, young girl. You could barely wipe your ass. You need to get yourself in school and learn how to be a woman. You are out of line. Brothers, y'all need to stop letting this lust rule you. These young women need you to be fathers, to be uncles, to be elders, to be in their lives and tell them when they're not living right. She's more than some hips and breasts. I don't mean a damn thing about all that. But we so consumed with the images of lust that come through the television that we figure we got to have that in order to exist and live, so we have no self-control. It's out of order, man. Get your life right, man. You ain't got to be chasing these young people like this. Even older women want to be young. Our older women have so much hatred in their hearts because they feel like they've let their best years get by them, and they hate young women. They won't raise the young women and teach them because they envy them and they hate them. They despise them. They won't even take their role. And so as a matter of fact, these older women are starting to become lesbians and dykes and sleep with these younger women and turn them out. And we got that on the rise right now. We got lesbianism on the rise, and they're talking about it's a spike, a decrease in estrogen, ovarian cancer, and it's a biological defect and all that stuff. Let me tell you something, man. Homosexuality was classified in 1972 as a mental disorder until the National Psychiatric Association had a meeting and a bunch of homosexuals was out there forcing them, intimidating them to take that off the books and not classify it as a mental disorder. Anything that's a mental disorder has a demonic spirit behind it. If you're a gay man, you got a demon that's forcing you to experiment with your own sex. And it's a, that is a spirit that makes a man begin to look like a woman and a woman begin to look like a man and want the same sex. I'm not trying to hear all that. I was born that way. That's a damn lie. You wasn't born that way. That's a demon in you. That's the fact that you have no self-worth. You have not been validated. Mother and father have not been in your life. Then you want to blame it on rape. I was raped. I was this. I was that. Hey, man, look, put them excuses behind and stand up where you are right now and get your life right and take your rightful role. If you was born with a vagina, let it be something inserted in it, not no strap on and somebody humping on you. And that other thing, brothers, in the back of you, that's a one-way street. Ain't nothing supposed to be going up inside that. Get your life right, man. That's the way it is. Wake up. Wake the hell up. We have lost our mind as a people because we don't want to deal. We don't want to deal with truth, and we don't want to learn truth. Brother like me come along telling you who you are, Hebrew Israel, Torah, Tanakh, to put some pride in our community, in our agenda, be like, oh, that nigga's crazy. I'm going to church on Sunday and eating some pork. And that's our problem. Your church is pimping you. They just bought this Negro, called himself a pastor, $100,000 Benz. He got 3 cars, 2 houses, didn't need nothing else. They could have used that $100,000 to take care of a family, feed a family, start 3 businesses in the community, or start a school for our kids. But they want to get at that. Any pastor like that has got to be demonically inspired in a cult, a free freaking Mason, in order to take a gift like that. I can't even in my heart accept something like that. I don't even want to hear I deserve it on my years of service. That's bullcrap. Most High didn't make me like that. I don't need nothing, man. I walked away from that. I don't need that. Some woman had the nerve to tell me I'm jealous of him because she's one of the pastor's many women that he sleep with. Man, I know pastors that's bringing women in their office in between service and screwing them. And the little altar boy, the little, call him a little armor bearer. Catholic Church doing the same thing with the altar boys because it's a rite of passage for them. They figure that this is something that's supposed to happen and the victim is supposed to perpetrate the crime and continue it going. Because it's something that they do unto their gods. Man, ain't no God up in that false temple. This is mind control, brainwashed, demonically possessed. And when you got that spirit on you, you blind. 2 Corinthians 4th chapter says, whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them. You are blind, man. You think you're in a church, think you're in a religion, and you are blind. You have been blinded by the gods of this world, the lust of this world. You are going to hell if you are gay, lesbian, homosexual. You are not going to make it. You need to walk away from that lifestyle, ask the Most High to clean you up, repent, be baptized, follow the law, statutes, and commandments. And then we can talk. If that's going to be your struggle, your cross you got to take up, let's pray and deal with that from that point on. But the first thing is to walk away from it, not stay in it and just live in it. Man, these people got us going, and I told you it's all about depopulation and killing off our race, because as long as you're not sleeping with the opposite sex having babies, they happy. So the whole agenda is to promote homosexuality in our community, keep us from sleeping with each other, keep us from having babies, kill off this seed, because this seed is powerful, man, spiritual. Cat told me the other day he was in another country, and a little kid walked up to him, couldn't even speak English, and said, what's up, nothing? That's all they know. They know what they learn from black people because why? The Most High created us as his people and put us here to teach the other nations how to serve, honor him, and live him and follow his statutes and commandments. That's why we're some of the most esteemed, talented, articulate, athletic, sharp, powerful, strong, resilient people on this earth. And the other nations know it, and they copy us to the T. But we're not using it right the way he gave it to us. Hip-hop runs the world. And now you got a black president. Why do you think you have a black president? Because those Zionist powers know that it's going to take that type of person in this last hour to lead the people astray and to confuse them, because we are the people of the Most High, a colored black man. Let me tell you something. All wars are won before they're fought. If we don't start coming together and get rid of this disunity and come together as a people, we won't win anything. Wherever you are in your community, I don't care if it starts with two of you, you need to start having the conversation, talking, strategizing. We got to organize again. You got to become cognizant of the fact that you've been destroyed. Mothers have to start breastfeeding their babies and stop giving them vaccinations. Stop giving them Similac, because the people that make that Similac are the same people that make psychotic drugs. They're putting stuff in the food that you're giving to your babies and trying to destroy us. We come out here wanting to be addicted to something. Addicted to anything, because we're people that don't know where we are, where we're going, where we came from. Economically, we're challenged, but what we need to understand is that money, paper, it doesn't even mean nothing. Only thing worth something right now is gold and silver, and pretty soon, you know, the book of Zephaniah tells us that the rich man going to throw his gold and silver in the streets, because it's not going to happen when the day of the Most High comes and he starts straightening things out and putting it back in order. But right now, this little paper money don't even mean nothing. It's not even worth nothing. That's why they keep printing it. It's setting us up for an economic fall. We ain't going to have nothing anyway, and you rolling around with a stack. Watch when it hits. That stack going to be cut into a third. It's going to be gone. You ain't got no stack. You letting that bill that's loaded with Illuminati symbols and masonry and witchcraft symbols run you, control you, and make you think you got to have it because you covetous, man. And that's why the Most High said, trust in me and I'll take care of you. I just want you to get back to understanding as a people that you depend on him and trust him, because we've always been okay. And eventually, we're going to get back to learning how to live off the earth. I understand we're frustrated as a people, because you've been programmed and told, don't you ever put your hands on a white man. Go shoot a black man. Go kill a black man, but don't you touch a white man. And I see it every day. White woman jumped in front of my car. I'm telling you, I don't hate other races. I couldn't understand why she jumped in front of my car and put her hands up and said, stop. Sense of entitlement. Go down the street a little bit further. Brother comes to the curb. He got the right of way, and he stops, and he waits for me, and insists that I go by. You can say it's just me, and I'm tripping, but I'm not stepping in front of a moving car saying stop, because the brakes might go out. I'd be done. But there's people that have a sense of entitlement that deep in their DNA and genes and receptors, they still have that same mentality that their forefathers had. That we better recognize who we are and where we are. Don't let them make you think it's gone. Sister, you let that man protect and provide for his kid, even if he only got $2 and you got 10. You don't step on him and make him feel bad, because society is against your brothers. And don't feel like you all that because you're getting a welfare check, because pretty soon you're going to get that welfare check and an RFID chip, and you're going to be working that stuff off. These ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. They have done nothing but expand the plantation to the corporation, and we are all still in captivity. And I'm sick of you brothers in rap music and everything else making it a good thing to go to the penitentiary, when now that's a privately owned corporation, and when you go in there, you work for a quarter a day for free, making things for corporations. They're trading stock on your butt, and we got Negroes singing songs, rapping about going to the pen and putting teardrops in your eyes. What the hell is wrong with you, man? You see a brother like that, you tell him to take that off and lose the penitentiary dress with the sagging and all that. That's dead. That's over with. Wake up as a people and galvanize. And it takes you to talk to one and tell him what's going on. What you want to go to the pen for? What you want to kill another brother for? Go to the pen, be introduced to homosexuality, and work for a privately owned corporation making stuff for them and can't take care of your family and see your family and be turned out. And be given condoms in there and be introduced to HIV and AIDS. Black men and teachers, we need to come up with we need to start talking about private schooling our kids and get our kids out this system, this education system. Get up off welfare. I don't care if you have to start living together. You're going to learn how to live together and get along, because the Most High is going to force us to. These churches, I'm through, because they're not going to help our kids unless they can get a grant. They can get some money for it. They don't have no after-school programs, none of that stuff. And then you need to make sure you watch and see who's teaching your kids Sunday school, because they're probably a homosexual or lesbian trying to get in your kids' pants. Academically, our kids are not sound, and we need to be teaching them. You're not getting what they need in these schools, but unfortunately, they have to go to them. Now, let me say this. The church used to be our center for everything, finding jobs, coming together, programs and civil rights, and it used to be all of that. But then in 1954, Lyndon B. Johnson came along with the 501c3 to try to begin to give us hush money and grants and align us up with the government and make us comply, and told us that we had to be this way with our churches so they could take control of our pastors and tell us what to say to the congregation and put fear in their hearts. And religion became our politics, and politics became our religion. And we don't even realize that slavery started in the church. These white folks would come out here and beat people, beat your forefathers, and go in and be talking about praise Jesus. And after they praise Jesus some more, they'd come grab your wife, take her in the barn and screw her, and then go back and say, praise Jesus, he told me to do it. You don't even realize how slavery started and how they took the songs out your mouth of the Most High Yah and the Kumbayas. They took them out your mouth and made you sing their songs and do their worship and praise the way they said praise and worship their God. They beat out of you the Most High and what was instilled inside of you. Wake the hell up, people. It's time to wake up. They use clergy now, these pastors, because they know you worship these pastors. It's going to buy them a $100,000 car. Are you out your damn minds? You ain't even got no furniture in your house. These preachers and pastors ain't nothing but punks hiding behind a deacon's board. Think they got some protection. Let me catch one of y'all slipping. Homosexual agenda was pushed through 72 and 73 and 74. Emaciate our community, effeminize our community, and to break down us from just having families and having sex and introducing HIV and viruses. HIV was just a virus like a cold, herpes. And then they introduced AZT, and AZT began to turn HIV into AIDS, full-blown AIDS. It's in the medicine, people. There's so many things in this perpetual cycle that, yeah, we're losing our minds in the hood. We got brothers doing drive-bys and shootings and hating, but they're being programmed to hate. But when do you stop and wake up? I got some brothers here in the hood that's organized some great community things, getting brothers off the streets. And then I got another brother that wants to fight this group because they said they're paying thugs to not shoot people. I don't give a damn if they are paying thugs to not shoot people. That's what they're supposed to do, get them off the streets and save a life. And you got another black man that's going to fight against them in politics? That's why politics ain't for us. It's meant to divide us. Listen, people, it's time for us to wake up. Some of the things I had to get off my chest. But I'm going to say this. No longer can you be blind or ignorant. There's too much information at your hand. This is like the book of Daniel, I believe 11 and 12, where the information that was once sealed is being opened up to us because the Most High wants us to be prepared when he comes. When he comes, he's looking for strong people. If you weak and you down with this world and its ways, oh, trust me, you're going to see that fire. It's going to come rain down on you. Those of you who ain't with that, you ain't got to flee Babylon. Those of you who are in the Most High and trying to do all you can to take care of family, loved ones, community, and be righteous. You know what righteous is. I already know, because the Most High breathed in you. Let your past go and stand up, man, and begin to deal with your family and come back to the Most High. I'm Elder V, and the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, to think you know it all. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Got mad love for you. Shalom.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I am on the mother. Ooh.